Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, share number 572. We're in the Sefer Binyan Abayis, the Living Marriage, teachings of Moshe Shacharowitz, lesson number 5, bringing the Holy Union down to earth. And the words of the Sefer Chasidim, as we're going to say now, we're going to see that there is an inseparable connection between physical desire and the proper performance of the mitzvah. It's in Sefer Chasidim Simen 362, which explains that you could lack in this mitzvah if you're too stringent with yourself. So he writes there, I'll translate in English most of it. It says there are things that if a person is stringent on himself, he will not perform the mitzvah. This chassid would not kiss his children except when he was happy from a mitzvah and his heart was happy with the love of Hashem. Then he would kiss them with his mouth in order that his thoughts and feelings and his loves towards Hashem should enter into their hearts. And Amrulai, and he said, according to your words, you would think that Tahara b'yiras Hashem b'shas bia, you should think about things about fear of heaven b'shas bia, when you're intimate, shiya banecha tzadikim, so your children should be tzadikim. Amalahem, but he said to them, listen carefully, it's with excessive desire that your children will be tzaddikim. Why? Because thinking of Torah at that time negates the physical desire. It says, Ridu Chassid is very, very clear here, that intimacy requires being involved physically with the physical desire to bring your wife close to you. And this requirement requires that you do not focus on this Yira Shamayim of putting your mind on Torah. It doesn't mean you shouldn't have Yira Shamayim, by the way. Of course, you always have Yira Shamayim. But if you think about the higher inyanim and those things, it will remove the physical desire which is required for the mitzvah. So this is not talking about Cholila embracing physical pleasure for their own sake, like we talked about. That's not what it's about. But it's telling you to require to do this mitzvah, you need to awaken your physical desire towards your wife that would allow the husband and wife's bodies to reach that state of physical unification. Doesn't also mean that you shouldn't have higher kavanas either. But they told this chassid that, according to his logic, that should focus exclusively on the Yira Shamayim aspect at the time of intimacy, similar to the way that he kissed his children and focusing on Ahavas Hashem. He responded that if he only focuses on the Yira Shamayim at that time, he won't be able to properly perform the mitzvah. So the idea is that the couple's intimate union isn't just a connection between two bodies. It's a connection of souls. It's a connection of emotions. And then we go through a deeper look into what the physical union is about. It talks about that when Yosef left everything, that Bishus Potiphar basically started up with him. Before that, it says that Potiphar left his whole household to Yosef, except for the lechem that he eats, the bread that he eats. Rashi says, the bread that he eats, he ishtai, that means his wife, it's talking about in a dignified manner. And the Nesivas Oilam, which is the Maral, Nesiv Avayda Perek Tazayin, explains that the intimate union is called achila, eating, both relative to the man and relative to the woman, because the concept is that Kabbalah Stavar Yikra Achila, when you receive something that's called eating, as a person accepts what he eats, a woman certainly receives the man, and a man receives the woman. Each one is Mekabal from one another. And for every connection between two things created, one thing accepts the other thing. Both receive from each other. Both receive from each other, just like it's found in every connection between two things found in the world. That's why the intimate relations is called achila, bein le ish or bein le isha, the Maral says. Kasha echad mekabel esa acher kamosha mekabel esa achila. Like one receives from the other, just like one receives the food that which he eats. So the Maral's words here clarify a mistake that we think about this union. The confusion is that we understand it as a giver-receiver relationship. And there is a level of giver-receiving relationship that one's a nice and one's a makabel. But really, it's clear from the Maral that the pnimius inyan, in the depths of it is that both parts of the couple are giving of themselves and receiving of each other at the same time. They're both, quote-unquote, eating. The focus of comparison to eating is not something being transferred just from the husband to the wife. It's the couple themselves. They're both together receiving completion from one another. Again, there is a yesai that we're going to talk about, and we have talked about mashpia and mekabel, a giver and a receiver here. But in the essence of it is that they're both being mashpia and they're both being mekabel. And they're both, in a sense, in the Maral's words, being mekabel from one another, and that's the metaphor of eating. The metaphor of eating also puts light into the relationship between the pleasure and the union itself. Just like when one eats, they incorporate food into their body. They enjoy the food. And that's fine, and that's good. But the pleasure is not the goal. It helps the process, but it's not the goal. So too with intimacy. Its physical pleasure of it is very, very important. It's the necessary step to complete what they're trying to achieve. It's not an end in and of itself. The Chazal describe a couple's intimate relationship in various ways. Sometimes it's called Simchas Ayna, which is a time of her pleasure. Sometimes it's called Lidvar Mitzvah, involvement of the mitzvah. And sometimes, especially often on the husband's side of it, Oisit Tzarachav, doing his needs. When you look at the first glance, Oisit Tzarachav sounds like it's a low thing. Right? And it's focused on him, fulfilling his needs. On the surface, it seems, not correct, but it seems that Chazal are describing a man, he's driven out of control because of his Yetzahara, and Oisei Tzrachav, he has to perform his needs with his wife, because that's the only permitted outlet. And although there could be instances in which the husband is in a state of need due to the Yetzahara, that could happen, and there are times that indeed that a wife could help with that, but that's not the intention of Chazal, to describe, when it says by Rav with his wife, Oisei Tzrachav, that's not what it means. Describing intimacy as Oisei Tzrachav, as his needs, is explaining it similar to what we talked about just now, about the comparison between intimacy and eating. Just like one who is eating, right, was lacking food, so to intimacy is expression of a couple's needs that may need to be taken care of, both for the husband and for the wife. They're lacking, they have this need, and their physical intimacy allows them to come to a higher state of completion through the love expressed through that union, not just the physical, but through the love. So the mitzvah is not merely a physical action, but the physical action is defined by the completion that they achieve with it. And to achieve this, the husband recognizes he's missing something. And that's why the Chazal used the words Oisei Tzrachav. So the Oisei Tzrachav, the focus on needs, emphasizes that they need shleimus. They have a need to become one. It's not an exclusive need of the wife. It's not an exclusive need of the husband. It's a need for both. It's a need for their union. The Torah does describe the mitzvah as Aina, her time, which focuses on her needs. But the Chazal also emphasize on the husband's side, Oisei Tzrachav, he also is missing something. They both are missing something, and they need to work with each other as one to fulfill their union in the best possible way. This evaluating of doing the Ratzon Hashem in this area, it's brought down the Gemara Pesachim Tzadik Tes on the base, that a person should not eat on Erev Shabbos or Yontiv from Mincha onwards, so that Shabbos you could go into with an appetite, a desire to eat. Rashi says, similar by Yomim Tovim and so on. Rashi lo yoichel, he should not eat. Kidei she yoichel matzah shel mitzvah l'teyoivim. This is going on by Seder night. Don't eat much erev Pesach, so that you should eat the matzah with a good appetite. Mishum hider mitzvah, because that beautifies the mitzvah. So not only should one should not try to avoid the pleasure of eating when there's a chiyuv to eat, but there's a commandment to perfect it. This is shocking for people who have been influenced by the poison of Christianity, who preaches that physical pleasure is ra, is innately evil. Now, it's true. Physical pleasure could lead to negative things. But when the Chazal tell you, when the Torah tells you, you use physical pleasure as an inherent part of a mitzvah, then the pleasure becomes an actual part of the mitzvah itself. You see that very, very clear. So that's what it means, that eating is the process of bringing food into one's body, which requires physical pleasure. So too, doing the Ratzon Hashem through marital intimacy is not at odds with receiving pleasure from the union. On the contrary, the way to fulfill the mitzvah properly is by accepting that pleasure that is needed to complete the union. And again, that's not what he makes it very careful. This is why you need a Rav, a Rebbe, a mentor, and a fifth Shulchan Aruch, common sense, when you learn Shulchan Aruch. We're saying over here that physical pleasure is inherent in the union and it should be encouraged and increased and worked on with a couple's union. But then you read Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Mem, in the beginning, Kishu Motzi Etzla, when a husband is with his wife, Lo Yechavin La'Nasa, his intention should not be for pleasure. But the Kavana in the Shulchan Aruch means, Lo Yechavin La'Nasa means that the goal of the interaction is not for the sake of pleasure. Just like eating matzah on Pesach, the purpose of it, the deep purpose of it, is not to receive pleasure. But the physical pleasure is an automatic and integral part of the obligation to eat. So too with the intimacy. When it says Lo Yechavin La'Nasa in Shulchan Aruch means don't run after it. Don't make it a goal in and of itself. But it is clear that the pleasure is automatic, an integral part of the Holy Union, and needs to be activated consciously and with willfulness and with intentionality in order to be mekayim the mitzvah properly. And also, don't misunderstand mitzvahs lav leihonos nitnu. Mitzvahs are not meant for pleasure. Which means simply also, again, don't misinterpret it. It means mitzvahs is not a way to achieve pleasure. It's not to seek pleasure. But when pleasure is needed to perform a mitzvah, whether it's eating matzah on Pesach, whether it's the Oinig Shabbos on Shabbos of eating there, or whether it's physical intimacy, then it's integrated into the action. So when Shulchan Aruch talks about these things, the purpose is that the Shulchan Aruch is being madgish. It's never the goal of the mitzvah, but it's a chelik, part and parcel of the mitzvah in those cases where you can't avoid it. It has to be focused on. So that balance needs to be understood. Very often the author was approached by young men who believe that marital intimacy is mainly for the man to calm his Yetzer Hara down in a mutadika way. That before the marriage, the Yetzer Hara is very, very strong, almost impossible to control. So Hashem allowed a permitted expression through his wife. He says that's a big mistake. That's a very big mistake. Now, is it completely wrong? I don't know. He says it's a complete mistake. But it is clear, because you see with Christians, when they don't marry at all and they want to practice celibacy and they separate from the world, they do the worst averis in the world. So you see marriage is a healthy outlet in that area. So I don't think he means, when it's a complete mistake, that that's not part of the kavana. But that can't be the mahalach of why you get married. That's a complete mistake. To think, oh, marriage is going to cure me from this Yetzer Hara, or it's going to calm me down from this Yetzer Hara. No. Because if you follow that approach, you won't achieve proper intimacy with your wife. It won't help you fight the war against the Yetzer Hara. The real purpose of intimacy is the expression of a couple's inner unity, the desire to unify with your wife. And if you do that, then the negativity of the Yetzer Hara will weaken. He talks more about this in Lesson 9 and Lesson 10 that we're going to learn Be'ezus Hashem. The topic of the Yetzirah in relation to intimacy will mostly be talked about in Lesson 10. How to use intimacy to actively control the Yetzirah also he discusses in Lesson 9, so it'll be discussed. But the emphasis, though, is here, is that the physical desire of the union and the pleasure of it and the essential part of intimacy is not in order to solve the Yetzirah's issues. It's the reason, the primary sole reason pretty much is it's the only way for a couple that to completely unify, even at a physical level. Now, if they do that the right way, then the Yetzirah issue will be taken care of. But it's a very, very important point to know. Bracha v'atzlacha.